Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what? I would be, Pony, it remains an open offer, and there's lots of room on the deck for you, and you can still be alone on the deck and eat.
Thank you.
Eat on the. Do you guys, can you give me a little forecast? Going to be chilly, right? Going to be chilly.
I think
up
chance
here
of rain. Chance of rain for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gloomy.
So I won't be able to go out and throw the football, Mike.
My favorite things to do are eating food and biting strangers. I don't want to hurt people when I bite, but sometimes I feel the urge so much that biting is the only way I can get those feelings out. I was named after a little girl. Her dad was the mayor of Buffalo. I met her once. She fed me. She was nice.
What's that?
I am really sorry. She smelled like cheese and power. I chose not to bite her. Being a goat isn't very exciting. I don't think I'll live very long. Sigh. The end.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Tuesday before Thanksgiving, everybody. It's great to be back. Thanks to Rob and Oscar for covering for me yesterday, up until this morning when Rob said, did I have fun? And I'm so paranoid.
Why does that bother you?
Because it does.
It shouldn't. I mean,
because
I genuinely...
it's just demonstrating how frivolous the personal day to spend with my family
we
was.
We have all taken personal days, and you've got
not really, though.
We said it was a family day. We said it was
a family
day.
I know, but I mean, I just, you know, that is a form of very, very mild passive aggressiveness that is, you know, that's frustrating for me. Because
I wish
said
it wouldn't frustrate you because I mean, I was, you know,
like
what?
When you say, how was the golf game or did you have fun? Mm. It gets to the seat of my guilt.
Well, I don't, I didn't want to do that.
61 years on the planet, I still feel guilty.
You were missed.
In asking for a day.
We missed you, but guilt. What genuinely.
And this, and by the way, this is a segment that will open up the doorway to the haters. And you know I've been sensitive to the haters lately because they're out there. They're out there. It's this time of year. We get close to the holidays and the haters begin to hate.
They don't think
more
they
than
hate.
They hate. They're out there hating. Mm. So when you say that.
From the core of on my children's lives, here's what I meant. Is that a couple weeks ago I saw my dad for the first time since all this went down. And yes. It was so great. And yesterday I thought about how great it must be to have your daughter down there. And that you're having a good time, and it's family.
Isn't this great?
And isn't this great? And that's what I was thinking. I mean, that's
I could tell the truth, or we could just move on.
Well,
it's up to you.
Truth,
Mike,
is always good.
No, we're not. You know what? It's great to have my daughter Elizabeth and her boyfriend Connor down here. They're great kids. They love it here, and I should be spending more time with them. And I plan to do that. And we're getting very excited about the ramp up to the feast.
Yes,
it's going to be lots of fun, and we'll get into the whole pre-Thanksgiving thing about travel and what families are going through. I got it easy when I think about how my kids roll about this with testing and all that and a small gathering of people. But I've been taking a little poll down here. And, you know, we should point out that there is a pipeline between the Midwest and down here in Southwest Florida. It should be mentioned that up there we're dealing with, you know, one of our affiliates is located smack dab in the middle of one of the greatest problem children in COVID right now is Iowa.
Yeah.
And it's horrible what's going on up there. So anyway, it's you know, we'll get to all of that. We'll get to all of that. It's my own angst and my own guilt.
And you, I thought you were going to talk about your pipeline from the Midwest to Southwest Florida.
Now you got to turn him up a little bit.
Okay.
You can do that?
Because he does, you know, he was louder before. I don't know what happened.
Your pipeline from the Midwest to Southwest Florida.
I don't see it yet. I have a prediction that... as far as our state, which is also not out of the woods at all,
right,
it's just been because you got a governor who doesn't care about, you know, anything. Bars are wide open. Maskless is the standard. It's becoming pretty crazy down here. Certain stores that have policies have masks, but outside of that, I don't go out. I don't do it nearly as much as you would think. And you know, the last time we did it, it was freaky to experience. There are people, the way I'm hearing it, shoulder to shoulder, in bars, maskless, going right. on now. And when you've got the pipeline to the Midwest coming down here, you're going to have people probably super spreading, and that's going to happen because they're coming from a part of the country. Yeah. A lot of people are going back for the holiday, and then they're coming back. We'll talk about it in detail.
I know
detail.
You don't. I know that Iowa has issues, but don't you think really the problem, as always, is Indiana?
Cesspool.
Indiana loves me,
but I can't go back there. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think Indiana. I think that they've got there's issues in Indiana, so watch out for the Indianans.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mind.
If Iowa's the problem child.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Right in your hand.
Oh, like. Swab me. Swab me. Not my hand. My elbow, right?
Can you smell
There's
anything?
There's no one here.
Look, I'm not living there. I'm just trying to help you out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Johnny Droplet.
Looks like the pipeline already piped through.
That's right.
No.
Wide open.
Welcome to Coralville.
Yeah. We're going to go 100% on that COVID. No worries.
I got the vaccine, but I'm only breaking at about 58%. Hand sanitizer.
I'll stick aside. It's if you don't laugh, you cry, Mike. And we've all seen the reports.
Yeah.
Of the wonderful first responders that are out there that are selfless and that are doing the best they can. And you just want people to listen, to stay home, wear masks, like just do what they can, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy.
Except you look at the airport. And you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Busiest day in the airport since March, they say.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But you know what? There may be light at the end of the tunnel. So we'll have that. We'll talk about everything. But you know what we have to do? Right. I will forget it if we don't do it before Thanksgiving, because tomorrow will be a crazy day.
Yes.
When we're in here taking care of last-minute business, my two-day work week. And I will tell you that, yes, I am paranoid about it, and I am feeling guilty about it. But that's all right. I'm 61. I've lived a good, long life.
It sounds like a eulogy, man.
Yeah, yeah. He said he was 61 and he had a good long life.
That's right.
Yes, thank you. Let's open up the mailbag. Open up the mail. Play the music.
It's all about you.
Anyway, now tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. This first letter says, I was born and raised in Saluda, South Carolina. And since you guys mentioned it at the beginning of the show, that you mentioned Saluda, or is that...
That was the cities this week. One of the cities is Saluda, South Carolina.
Right. You mentioned that yesterday. I always have to do that when I come back. Is a Native American word for River of Corn.
Have you ever seen, Mike? Have you ever seen the River of Corn?
Oh, not when I want to. The River of Corn usually... No. Involves a really, really bad meal.
It does.
Even funnier, though, there's a community just west of Saluda on US 378 called... Limp, South Carolina.
Yes.
That's from Kyle Bledsoe. That must be a last-minute addition to the mailbag today. Hi, guys. Since this topic was on the show, is this another topic from yesterday that I'll be reading about?
No, this goes way back.
All right. Since this I just like to be apprised on what's going on. Since this topic was on the show, I thought I'd give you a story from my wife's medical school days. In med schools, they have model patients. They are generally elderly people who are paid to give a scripted set of symptoms and allow med students to perform physical exams. This includes performing pelvic exams on women. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And rectal exams on men because students have to learn how to do it somewhere.
Yes.
My wife's medical school discontinued rectals with men because too many elderly men were becoming aroused. Oh, my God. And even... when female medical students were performed. That's the most disgusting
Mike,
thing.
Mike, and I want you to know,
I have ever
I actually,
heard in my life.
You'll pardon the phrase. I softened the language. He was
you
more
didn't
graphic.
Soften it enough for me not to edit it.
I know, but I'm saying that it was much worse to begin with.
They experienced the moment of truth in rectal exams. So they started using a butt doll with a rotating dial that could change what the students are feeling.
gross.
God.
It's like a select-o-matic.
This felt like information the show needed to know. I agree. Have a great day, Dave McIntosh. Oh, my God. That is so horrific.
You think they looked up the medical students after on Facebook after the exam?
You caught me.
Yeah.
That level of perversion is to be saluted.
Saluda, River of Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for remembering, Oscar. Hi, TMOS crew. A few questions.
All right.
Question for Rob. Have you ever, besides the live TMOS shows and mystery theater performances, ever done stand-up, i.e. perform comedy live in front of an audience? Rob, now, based on that first question, I have not read ahead to our questions, but with that incredible gift question for Rob Spiewak, I can only imagine ours will be a tad harsher, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a prediction.
They're not, actually.
Have you ever done stand-up?
Yeah, I did once in high school for the talent show / Mr. Madison competition. My talent portion was doing some stand-up. It went all right.
How'd it go over?
Medium. I didn't win.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not. Hard. You know, it's tough. It's very tough.
It's very hard. Don and I used to MC stand-up shows. We MC'd for a bunch of big-name comedians, and it's not easy to do.
It's not.
Question for Oscar. What was the one thing that surprised, amazed you on your trip to China? And do you ever want to travel, visit Japan someday? My wife is Japanese, married for 25 years. That's the question for you. Ever want to go to Japan, Oscar?
I would love to go to Japan. As we found out through 23andMe, Mike, I am roughly 17% Japanese.
I forgot that.
Yes.
And I believe it's pronounced Japanese.
The rising sun has been calling me since I was a youth. I didn't know why.
So you had a significant Japanese population in Bolivia at the time, right?
Yes.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's very, very cool.
So, yes, I would love to go. And what I thought was remarkable about China or Beijing were all the bicycles.
That is amazing.
I'm kidding.
It's very early in the show answer right
Like
there.
Some of them had two wheels and they were operated by pedals.
The sheer wealth, the sheer capitalism that existed in Beijing and Shenzhen for that matter. Because when you were over there, when you're a kid, before you even go over, that iconic National Geographic photo on the cover of Beijing, all they showed was bicycles on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So because we're just the ugly Americans and maybe I hadn't traveled enough in my life, which I thought I had. Going over there and seeing what the culture really, where the country really was at in regards to capitalism, where you saw all these huge highline cars, Maybachs, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Louis Vuitton, everything in this capital district. And you're like, well, Oscar, you're probably in a wealthy area. That's what you're saying. It just, you could feel it, the opulent wealth. And that's how you show your prowess in the country. It's amazing.
Here's a statistic a lot of people don't know.
Hmm.
The number of bicycles on the street in Beijing is almost as many as the number of bicycles on the streets in Manassas, Virginia.
But do they have any fences in Beijing that are made of bicycles?
Made of bicycles. We'll never forget that. Question for Mike. When was the first time you picked up a golf club, played at a course, and what is your lowest 18-hole score? I think the first time I probably picked it up was in high school, I would think. That's when the first time. And the first course I probably played at was Minichog, which was a public course very close to my hometown. The lowest 18-hole score, I want to say 74. I probably shot a 74. Haven't come close. Come close down here because I'm playing a lot.
What course was the 74 at? Was that at Minichog?
That might have been Robert Trent Jones back in the day.
Wow. RTJ.
I bet you were buying some drinks that day. That had to be a good day.
Well, you only
day.
Buy drinks for a hole-in-one. That's the only time you really have to buy booze.
Wait. You have to buy drinks if you make a hole-in-one?
There are country clubs, golf clubs that have, you can purchase at the beginning of the year, a hole-in-one insurance policy. But when you get down here with all these old codgers that have been playing all their lives and have multiple holes in one, that rule of the drink is very, very fudgy. It's not like everybody, and now in COVID, it would probably be different, but you don't do it. We had a guy the other day, almost jarred one. Yeah. One of my best friends. It was, but it didn't go in. I would be out of my mind because I would have had my first one. I've never had one.
Yeah.
And I'd go
what's the
crazy.
Closest you've ever gotten?
Less than 12 inches, and I did it at a celebrity tournament.
Wow.
Where I was the celebrity in a group of four guys, and I remember asking because they had a, at least on one of the holes that the hole that I did well on, they had a that first BMW two-door
Z4
sports, the Z4 thing, and that was on display. Yeah. It was one of the, I forgot where the golf course was, and I asked because I was like doing it because I played in a lot of those charity tournaments,
right.
And I asked the first one, "Hey, do the guest celebrities get to compete for those?" He said, "Absolutely, if you're in the group." And when I hit the ball, it was a long, long, obviously a long par three,
right?
And everybody goes, "Oh!" The guys that I'm with go, "Oh my god!" like that, and there's a lady, there's a spotter when you have a valuable prize down at the end, and she sat there with her hands at her side, like an elderly lady that obviously didn't know. When I went up, the ball mark where it had landed was on the edge of the hole and had checked, and the ball was 12 inches.
Wow.
Very wet golf course. Mm. It almost happened. That's it. Haven't come that close since.
Insurance not on at a all. Hole-in-one. Not I've never even. Heard of that.
That's great, though. That's
but
good
people, fun. Yeah, so to buy drinks, so... You know, that's it. Question for Pony. What got you interested in Japan? This guy has a Japanese wife, so he's was it manga, anime?
Manga.
Is it manga, anime? That's the question for you, Pony.
Well, what got me interested was this guy's wife.
Wow. Pony with the best line of the group. Pony with the best line of the group. That's to Mike. My apologies Pony.
Sorry.
Mike Wicks of Chico, California.
Yeah.
And Pony, legitimately, because I'm curious, was it the anime? What about the culture of Japan, the country you missed
the
an
solitude?
Opportunity to go to?
You know, it was anime. Just watching anime when I was younger with friends, and I just enjoyed the cultural style, and I've just always been fascinated.
They do all sound like little girls.
Yeah.
These characters.
All right. Moving right along. Hello, guys. I am writing to ask you all to wish my daughter, Lucille Birdie Erdman, a happy fifth birthday today. Lucille! Wonderful. Fifth birthday today, November 24th. Lucy is quite a special girl. She loves the Beatles and probably knows more about Star Wars than kids twice her age. She is also a big fan of Little Michael. Oh, that's sweet.
Nice.
That is sweet.
If Shaggy Rob could say happy birthday and if Mike could play some fart sounds, she would have the best birthday ever despite these difficult and isolated times. Thanks a whole bunch. Todd Erdman. Go ahead. Or
can
is
we,
it Erdman?
It's Erdman. Can we incorporate the fart sounds with the Shaggy impression?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay. Right, like Scoob, I had beans for dinner. Zoinks!
Oh, what happened? Where is it?
I know it's going to come soon.
I got it.
I've got intestinal distress, Scoob. The mystery machine smells really bad, like you don't have any idea.
That's the only one I have now. I got the other one. I got rid of the other fart sound and replaced it with this one.
It's classic, though.
Like I'm committing suicide, Scoob.
Thank you. Uh-oh. All right, wonderful.
Happy birthday, Birdie.
Birdie, wonderful. Let's see. Moving right along, we got this. All right, and that's Todd. We got that one.
Right.
Let's see. Hello, next letter says, my name is Andrew Weeks, regular TMOS listener and bonus show subscriber. I'm a little behind on my episodes. I just listened to the one where you dubbed a live studio audience over the audio from the movie The Exorcist. I laugh because it's one of my favorite bits that Rob did. I felt compelled to write in to say I thought that was one of the funniest things I have heard in a really long time. It is funny. Thinking about it is funny. That's when you know something's really funny.
Yeah.
It took a few minutes for the belly laughs to die down so I could go back and listen to the rest of the show. I just wanted to say really well done. Loved it. Safe and happy holidays to you, your family, and the entire TMOS crew. Sincerely, Andrew Weeks. P.S. I'm really looking forward to our first ever SPIWAC this year.
Ooh.
What is that?
Well, it was fine. I included that because there's a P.S. that followed in a second email after it.
Oh, P.S. That should have read first ever SPIWAC fruitcake this year. I thought it was talking about a sex act.
Me too. Yeah. Well, the thing is that there was
like
enough time between
SPIWAC.
The original. the big fat rub. There's enough space between the first and second email that I was left wondering myself. Wow. I didn't know what he wanted.
That answers that. Next letter says, "My dearest Mike, Rob, Oscarito, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom, and Maddie. Since this pandemic started, my wife Joan and I have both been teleworking from our 980-square-foot house, which is all well and good, but things that Joan would normally just think, now she vocalizes because I'm right there. Her comments," Joan, I guess, is the wife.
The wife, yeah.
Yes. "But her comments are mostly in regard to chores that need to be done, 90% of which I have already taken care of. I'm wondering if Mike can give me an appropriate response to my wife, Joan, when she mentions these duties that I have completed. If Rob, so she mentions it to you after you complete them, or I have to be completed?"
No, I think she's asking him about things that he's already taken care of.
All right. Okay. So if she said, "Did you do the garage?"
Yeah, exactly. When, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. "If Rob would be so kind to read Joan's inquiries using his spot-on woman dialect, I would love to hear Mike's recommended responses."
So this is like a call and response. I'll be Joan, Mike, okay?
"The lawn needs to be mowed!"
"Did it."
"We need to pick up some exterior semi-gloss for the windows before it gets too cold."
"I'll get to it."
"When are we going to have sex?"
"Soon."
"Yay!"
Thank you, Joey Parsons, Southern by God, Maryland.
Soon.
And it shouldn't be a chore. If it's a chore, you got some issues you got to work
right
on.
Taxes,
less porn, sir. Less porn.
We all got to pay.
I hold in my hand. Is this the final letter?
It is.
I believe so. Yes. Yes. "May a diseased goat marry your auntie from Cincinnati."
Oh.
"Hey, fellas, I love Maddie's story." That's a sneeze and a cough. Let me get the hand sanitizer.
Good.
Can't be too careful, Oscar.
He sneezed.
This is the Air Master Instant Hand Sanitizer. By the way,
yes,
I wish I remember the guy's name that sent us the Air Master Hand Sanitizer, but God bless you. You have literally taken care of my family during the entire pandemic.
Oh, the best.
All right, here we go. "Hey, fellas."
Oh, dear.
"Hey, fellas. I love Maddie's story about her namesake goat." I do, too. "And I have decided that it would make a great children's book. I can't draw, so all I can offer is text. However, if anyone wishes to illustrate my prose, feel free." That's lazy. That's like, even though I haven't gotten to the text yet. Don't be lazy.
Lazy. Yeah, come on, draw a picture.
Don't fish like that. That's lazy. It's like, I don't know. Does any? That's like Next Door, the app Next Door where everybody.
Does anybody know? You know? Can anybody?
Does anyone know?
I saw one on our Next Door. Does anybody know an attractive female trainer?
Oh my God!
Did you really?
That will come
to
your house.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh my God!
I said, "Shan, look at the balls on this dude."
Unbelievable! An attractive female trainer.
Yeah,
that is so gross. That's funny. And now, without further ado, I present to you Madeline, the bitey goat. My name,
do you have a voice
like
for the goat? Do you have a voice for a goat? Okay,
I have a voice. I do 250, Rob.
Okay,
I got it, all right?
Okay.
"My name is Madeline, and I'm a goat." God, what's wrong with me? Sorry.
Uh-oh.
COVID goat.
Should I be worried? "I live in a zoo, a place called Buffalo. It's nice here, but it can be very cold. My favorite things to do are eating food and biting strangers. I don't want to hurt people when I bite, but sometimes I feel the urge so much that biting is the only way I can get those feelings out. I was named after a little girl. Her dad was the mayor of Buffalo. I met her once. She fed me. She was nice."
What's that?
"I am really sorry. She smelled like cheese and power. I chose not to bite her. Being a goat isn't very exciting. I don't think I'll live very long. Sigh. The end." Thank you. That's Amanda Swavey, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Start the show, Rob. Be well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. There used to be.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her trying. Stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Money. Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness. You're not going to celebrate.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone. Would you like?
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just said you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
So true. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio program with the greatest listeners in the world. Heard all over the joint from Papillion, Nebraska, Mans Harbor, North Carolina, Buckeye, Arizona. I wonder if there are a lot of people from Ohio that live in Buckeye. I bet there are.
Sure.
Saluda, Virginia. Saluda.
River of
Saluda.
Corn, Mike. River of Corn.
River of Corn. I always thought that salud was a toast.
Yeah, and
cheers.
Also I think it's greetings in Spanish, too, right? Because there was the Disney
cartoon. Does saluda really mean river? It doesn't mean river of corn.
Who knows?
Does it?
Who
knows?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Smyrna, Delaware, and Lagos, Portugal. Lajos.
Lajos.
Lajos. It's a G, but they pronounce it H.
Crazy.
Lajos. Like Hyatt. Like
yeah.
Hyatt.
Hyatt food, Hyatt. Where people, you know. I was out yesterday. I got to give the commercial
first.
Yeah,
please.
Cornerstone. In the future, when wise men discuss the pandemic and all the ways it affected the world, one thing they'll talk about is how the housing industry surged during this unprecedented time. Mortgage rates dropping to all-time lows.
No.
Housing appreciation soaring. And record numbers of sales contracts. You don't want to read about this in the history books, do you?
No. Hmm?
No.
You want to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now.
When?
Now.
Excellent. Top notch.
Other companies advertise low, ultra low rates. Other companies advertise ultra-low rates, but don't tell you that they're charging you a ton of origination points. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. At this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again. Call the loan professionals at Cornerstone, and don't miss out on being a part of history, whether you purchase, refinance, cash out, or get a lower rate in shorter term. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I, if I were you, would ask for Joanna.
So you said you were out and about.
Out and about. Well, I went to pick up a prescription.
Okay.
That's what you do when you're old.
Yes.
You go to the drive-thru and pick up a prescription. And then afterwards, I fought off the urge to go out to the grocery store because there was really not a tremendous need.
Mm-hmm.
My wife had purchased and daughter had purchased all the supplies for Thanksgiving, and so everything is in the house that we require. My daughter, I believe, tomorrow morning, will do a dry brine of the turkey that we will be consuming on Thanksgiving Day. And I have to say that we are extremely excited because Elizabeth knows how to do the bird. And, you know, she's the youngest member. She's a young kid, and
super
she's doing
sweet.
A great
yeah.
job with
yeah.
it.
I have to ask, I don't know of a dry, what is a dry brine? Because normally
Elizabeth,
is when you soak it in salt water, right?
Elizabeth, what's a dry brine? She's coming by.
Okay, good.
She's coming
good.
By.
I'm just curious.
What? She rubs it with salt and sugar on the outside, and then she leaves it open in the fridge for 12 hours.
Oh, that makes sense. Wow. Okay, cool. Nice. Mm.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Are you having a good time, dear? Very good. Are you going out to the pool? That's good. It's Florida. You ought to enjoy the pool.
Yeah. Good for them.
Have fun, dear. Enjoy. Yes, sir. You can go anywhere today? Are you going to go anywhere outside? Yeah, it's my girl. She's not going anywhere. It's COVID times.
Well, after you get that turkey done, you've got a lovely airport down there if she wants to hang out.
Yeah, go rub. So I'm out,
lots
and it was really, I realized that I don't discipline myself usually with running an errand or just, maybe going someplace I really don't need to know. But, and it wasn't the COVID that did this. I wasn't that responsible. What it was it is bat-ass crazy down here.
Sure.
And I'm curious about you guys if you're noticing a lot of that holiday and driving around, people kind of going crazy because it's nuts down here.
Well, I took my life in my hands, I thought, on Sunday when I went out to do the Thanksgiving shopping to pick up the bird and the stuff we needed for Thursday. And I got my bird at Costco, and I went in and I thought, oh my God, Sunday before Thanksgiving at Costco, leave all hope behind. It was nearly dead. It was
because
nearly
I think
dead.
I really think if it had been Saturday, it would be a different story.
Yeah. Maybe, but it was.
I think that's the way people roll down here. It is. I'm hearing sirens like I've never heard down here. It just
they're
seems
dropping
to be,
like flies, Oscar.
Look, wouldn't you say too collectively many. That the United States right now we're a little nuts?
Oh God,
we're a little out of our minds
yes.
right now. We've got this vaccine that's in the you can see it, you can practically
smell it, yeah.
touch that vaccine. But I don't know. It's crazy. All I know is that I chose not to. I went out yesterday, did a quick run to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription, mm-hmm. and came right back up mm-hmm. as though I was fleeing.
Yeah.
Based on the way cars were driving, the way I just get a sense of there are not a lot of people that are holding back during this holiday. Mm-hmm. They're throwing caution to the wind. They're rolling the dice to see what's happening. And then they're out and about. I've heard numbers like 24 people are coming to my house. 19 people are coming to my house. We're worried. And then you also hear we're worried about we're keeping it just the family. We're worried about grandma and grandpa, that type of thing. It's all over the map. But I think what's going to happen inevitably is you're going to get a pop in cases inevitably after the holiday because there are a lot of people that aren't paying attention.
It reminds me of, do you remember the first time we saw just a glimmer of this sort of revolutionary revolt against the system? Easter. Remember when our president said that Easter it would be okay to go to church? This was in April. That's a long time ago. And
thank you that Thanksgiving is not necessarily a big religious holiday with going to church.
Right.
In most faiths, it was not a real biggie for us. So that's good. If it's Christmas, it's a different story.
But still, the family issue, the get-together sort of issue is similar. And now we've been percolating for 5 more months of, people are 6 more months. People are going nuts. They just want to do something and get out. They want that sense of normalcy. Thanksgiving is one of those marks on your year that you just sort of, you use to mark time. It's November, and that's what you do. And I think people are really close to the breaking point. And you bring up another thing, Mike, is that vaccine, that's dangerous. They say it's so close, but we don't know. And we don't know how it's going to be distributed and how soon people are going to get it. It's they're promising us candy, but we don't know when we're going to get it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People don't know what to do, I don't think.
Crazy times around here. And, when I have a conversation with someone who, And this was somebody telling me that this lady in the neighborhood was having 19 people over.
Ugh.
And, you know, look, what are you going to do?
But because there's no rule in Florida. You said it's very, like, do what you want.
There's no rule at all.
Right.
I mean, my daughter was talking about when they got into the state that they would, when they'd stop to get any fuel, they would notice that people were maskless.
Wow.
Because Florida is maskless. A lot of people are blowing it off. And it's just the way it is. And we're going to reap the rewards, I think, at a certain point. I just hope it's not too severe.
Right.
And where we are in Southwest Florida, there's that pipeline where people come down here from the Midwest. Now, what I notice is that there seems to be more of an exodus up north. People go home, their original home up in the Midwest, but then they're going to come rolling back from their super spreader Thanksgivings. Right down here. It'll be interesting to see what mid part of December is going to look like. But don't get happy about that. I think it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
I think it's really going to be. And then hopefully after that, things will die down. But I don't know. It's just it's a crazy time. It really
ever
is.
Ever vigilant.
Got to be. Just protect yourself.
You guys, you guys have already said, are you aware of anybody in? Because I think back where you are in the part of the country you're in, people are a little more.
Yeah, well.
Vigilant.
I'll give you the best example. So Maryland is in what, phase two, almost phase three. Let's say the DMV overall, less than 10 people. We're back to less than 10 people in indoor space.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, the governor's come out and said less than 10 people at your Thanksgiving. I mentioned just briefly a story out of New York City that said that man on the street situation that said, we're okay with narking each other out. More than 10 people will tell the law, type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at least it seems for the DC area, the sensibility and the level of mask awareness is high.
Yeah.
And that also has a lot to do with the fact that we don't have the climate that you do, Mike, where, you know, the people have more square footage and they feel safer outdoors. The one caveat I will say is that a lot of people are getting tents for outdoor socially distanced Thanksgiving. I saw a doctor on the news yesterday say that if you get tents, fine. Don't get heaters and then zip up those tents.
Because then it's just another room.
You need the airflow.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You need it.
Yeah.
Elizabeth was showing me, it might be Maryland or it might be D.C. where they're building outside seating, but they're building plywood extensions onto restaurants.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's what are you doing?
You're still inside. It's just it's a garbage version of inside.
Are you trying to get around a rule? Is that what it is, that you're doing it outside? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. It's silliness to say, you know, outside is outside. Let's take a little tally and see if everybody is doing their job here. Let's take a tally of the numbers. Rob Spiewak, how many people will be sitting at your Thanksgiving table?
32.
No. We have,
you stole my joke, but that's
all right. We have five people coming. It's just my immediate family and my mom. And my mom, because she works in a medical facility, she's continually tested. So we.
But five. You pass. Mm-hmm. Oscar Santana on your
a
Thanksgiving table?
A total of four.
Four, okay. I'm the leader here. I have six. Mm-hmm. I've got... six people that will be breaking
bread.
Well,
I'm going to be inviting five strangers because I'm allowed to have 10.
Manny Masiello, I hate to throw you into this. How many people will be
Maddie's
betting?
In Buffalo.
Maddie's
less
already
than
in
10.
Buffalo. Yes.
Matt, less than 10?
Less than 10.
Less than 10. I don't believe it. Pony, you don't even have to answer. I know it'll be the usual two.
Well, you know I always volunteer at the old folks' home, too, so that's going to be nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Is it you and Glenda and your brother?
No, it's just going to be me this year.
Just you?
I'm not heading down to Virginia Beach. The traffic's going to be a nightmare and the weather's going to be crappy. So I'm just going to stick it out up here.
Pony, would you come to my house?
No, I'm not bringing him.
Your house?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Well, no, with you, it'll be
six. No, there's not going to be anybody. There's just his family.
I'm probably going to drop something off for my grandma.
See, he's got it covered.
All right. I suppose.
But I do appreciate the offer.
He likes,
you know,
being
what? All
alone.
I did, I communicated nonverbally to Rob Spiewak, and he was so wonderfully generous without even a hesitation to invite Pony Boy.
Okay.
And, you know, do you not want to break bread with the Spiewaks?
No, it's not that at all. I just
listen
wanted to take
his
something
voice
to my grandma. Oh, you're awful. You're horrible.
Oh, no.
I tried. You tried, Rob.
You know what? I would be, Pony, it remains an open offer, and there's lots of room on the deck for you, and you can still be alone on the deck and eat.
Thank you.
You know, do you guys, can you give me a little forecast? Going to be chilly, right? Going to be chilly.
I think
up
chance of rain. Chance of rain for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gloomy.
So I won't be able to go out and throw the football, Mike.
That was Rob. That was sweet of you to do that without even any hesitation.
Oscar said no. You weren't even in on it. He was looking at me.
Oscar had the same thing.
No.
Oh my God. Up
Pony is great at being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So if you have him somewhere, you could be showering him with anime and dolls and all kinds, everything he loves.
That's
and he still would make you feel like you're putting him out.
I would put him in the basement and make him watch Mommy Dearest and lock the door.
Robbie, you still going with that? You still kind of maintaining that you might go with Mommy Dearest for your Thanksgiving viewing?
If I, you know, I actually, one of the main ingredients that we had to purchase on Sunday was that new light beer from Miller, which is my mom's poison of choice. And so I think
I'll be drinking.
If we can get a few of the, I got her those great metal bottles of it.
Oh, the pint with the twist top.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, be aware of this. You're going to have to help your mom-o. Not that I have experience with those pints of Miller Lite, which is now...
Which is pint.
It's been my booze during my weight loss. That's what it's been, okay?
Because it's light.
It is. It's that light beer from Miller.
So, I don't know. I mean, you want to feel like a wimp. I don't know what machine with this new technology with the pint bottles, the pint aluminum cans they're using to screw on these tops.
They're tough.
But... you literally, need bolt cutters to get some of these off with the Miller.
Well, remember,
pints.
Mike, when you set the Thanksgiving table, the knife goes on the right, and the fork goes on the left, and the vice grips up top. And so you need those to open up the beer. Right. But I want to say, if she has a couple pints of Miller Lite, Mommy Dearest will be a hot ticket.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm going to do that. I think I'll do that. I might do that with, I'll do that with Elizabeth's boyfriend. That'll be fun.
That'll
you
be a good,
watch a great comedy.
That'll be a good character test for him. I think
it'll be fun. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, I know you guys will enjoy this. You'd like to hear about our big fight that Carl and I had this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. I do my little show prep in the living room, and I still want to do my show prep in the living room.
Right.
Another thing in the living room that she likes to do early morning before work. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Cold weather, brr.
Ooh.
Fall is here. The foliage is breathtaking.
Foliage.
And there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Now, I have my solo stove getting ready for the holiday weekend, and it is in its package. It's in its little, it's got a portable transporting carrying
case. Like a bag cover,
Everybody's curious about this, and we have purchased our wood because the temperature is going to dip down into the 50s. That's going to be the low for that. For Florida, you might say around the country, 50s. Oh, man, I jog naked when it's in the 50s. Hey, down here it's cold, and we have our solo stove ready to go because right now I've been relying on my friends Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Santana to give me the lowdown on the solo stove. I am ready to do my full-throated endorsement. Wait, it's sitting there going,
hey, I'm over here. I'm your solo stove.
Love it. You're gonna
stove.
You're going to love it. Absolutely. Invite Pony
stainless
over.
Steel. It's stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow. So little smoke, you don't get that campfire smokiness. Solo stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light. Totally portable. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. We have the wood. We have the temperature. We have the Solo Stove. I cannot wait. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. And we thank you. So, what I do is not rocket science. What I do is what I've done my whole life. Come in here. try to keep the show moving along, flap my gums. Sometimes we have pre-done bits that get terribly reviewed by our listeners. And, you know, but most of the time there are only a few things. I list things that I think might be interesting to generate a conversation with my friends. They bring topics that they think might be interesting to generate some conversation with our friends. We do a lot of shtick. We do a lot of ball busting. That's what we do. There's one element that I really probably concentrate on in the morning of my show prep, and it is the kicker story for my News You May Not Need.
Yes, right.
For that, I do kind of like to be free of distraction because it is involving just writing a silly little line or two about the news story of the day.
It's the final news story of your newscast.
And that's what I'm doing. So I'm not sitting there curing COVID. I'm trying to be funny or say something funny.
Yes.
But it's still a level of concentration. When I'm putting things together, I like to have a relatively quiet environment. And when I'm thinking of that particular, I like quiet when I'm doing all of my preparation. Yes. For the show. When I'm doing this, I literally need to be clear-headed and kind of focused on that. So when I was getting to that particular point and everything was quiet, Michael was in his corner doing something, Carla was running around the house doing whatever she was doing, getting ready. She's going into work for a little bit today. And so when I got to the kicker and suddenly I'm sitting there, all right, this is an interesting story. What would be the way to do that? Let me see what. And I look over at the kitchen counter, and there she is. I guess getting her little pre-work fix. And yeah. I
mega touch.
I said, Carla, I'm doing the show prep. I can't have that.
Yeah.
I can't do this. She says, and then she responds to me in the respectful good wife way that she normally is. She goes, oh please, and she goes back to going to, come on. It was like something like that. So in my brain, as she's continuing to do this, I'm stopped. I'm not only not able to concentrate, but I'm a tad angry.
Yes.
And at this point, I decide, let's not poke the bear. I'm married to her. Right? It's not like a listener. It's not like Dirk Vastrick saying something negative.
Dirk Vastrick says, oh, please.
Oh, my. Hi, Carlo. Hi, Dirk. I love you, Dirk. Thank you. So this is the conversation. I'm not exaggerating. By the way, I could get my phone, and I almost did, and record what I had. Rob, you gave me like four or five of them.
Right, right.
And the one that I'm playing is nothing compared to the one that was on. It was massively.
What is her go-to game? Do you even know in the morning? Like, if there's an addiction,
I know she's got to. It's got a lot of like colored dots on it. You know, it's
fun.
But anyway, so I'm sitting. You didn't hear that. You probably didn't hear that. I'm hearing that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I won't
something.
Be distracted.
There's a little something in the background.
Yeah. All right, just working.
That's
just
all.
Bang.
My respect is shown in many ways and through many avenues.
So I'm having this conversation. It's like, okay, this is what you do. This is what you've done for a long time. You got to put your foot down. And so I said to her, I said, I'm not kidding. I cannot do my job, and I'm doing it here. So, all right. She leans over to the side, that 1990s switch that's on the side of this mega
clunk,
shuts it down. And I hear clang, rattle, rattle, clang, clang, rattle. And she comes out. She's got all her facial books or whatever she's got. And she's going out to the car. She says, I'm leaving.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, you're not leaving. Come on. I've got my daughter here. You know, go in late, blah, blah, blah. And we had this massive fight.
Yes.
And then I said, go ahead. Go back over and do your thing. So go ahead. So it was back over that, and I suffered inside. I was defeated. I was defeated, game, set, and match.
Well, you know, Mike, what happens is when respect is taken away, you don't have the wherewithal to stand up. It's just,
yeah. I think one particular time she might have said, can't you go somewhere else to do this? And I think, would that sound, where? Miami? Is that where you'd like me to do my show prep? Is that where you'd like me to go? Would you like to go to some sort of echo chamber? Or I've got it. I can go out in the driveway and sit in the car and do my show prep.
Mike,
there.
I do have a question about the Megatouch. I know,
yes.
Probably deep in her subconscious, what Carla was hoping is that your daughter and her boyfriend would see the Megatouch and say, cool.
We're into that.
Yeah. So
didn't really work that well.
Aha. No. Well, you take some solace in that.
Her friend came down over the weekend. Her friend came down Saturday night.
Her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her friend Laura came down.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed the Megatouch after, I want to be conservative. I don't want to like blow things out of proportion. About 3,000 Trulies.
There are no mangoes left in the forests because of all the
pineapple
Trulies.
Supply of Hawaii has been
gone.
Can I give you a different way of maybe handling this? Just curious.
I'm open to it. I'm okay. We talked it out.
Yeah.
And we worked things out.
Yeah. Well, it felt like it was a one-way conversation the way that you described it.
It did. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is what, look, this doesn't work for every man because every man doesn't have the household that I have.
Okay. All right. All right.
Mike, go ahead and get comfortable.
All right,
sit
Lord
down.
Of the Rings. Go ahead. Let's see.
Sit down and get ready for something.
You simply have to say, and this is not passive aggressive. It's just, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Is you could say, hey, how about we switch places? I'll play the machine and you write the kicker, and then we'll be even, Steven. That's all you. And then they'll sit there and they'll be like, oh, mm-hmm. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to do that. And then they make their own decision. Then they leave the kitchen or they leave the premise because, you're the only
Wouldn't
one that can
be
do
nice?
That. Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice
yes.
in your machismo, Bolivian, perfect fake world?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be great?
And what you're not taking into account, Oscar, is that Carla is a marvelous writer.
Yeah. And what you're not taking into account is that the response would be, oh, F you. That's what it would be. Yeah. And that she's out slaying the dragon again.
I gotta walk with kid gloves.
Is it kid gloves or kid?
Kid gloves. Kid gloves.
Yeah. I always thought it was kitten gloves.
I know.
No.
Smells little.
You have to walk on eggshells.
It's eggshells. Crack, crack, crack. Crack, 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 crack. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and thrills right here on the Bud Colbert Show, everybody.
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No.
It's Dan the Fan Man.
There he is.
At the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium. At our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan. Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promos para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan,
I'm your man.
Unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara bonus show is only available
in English,
but it's always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Dan O'Brien and Debbie O'Brien, have a wonderful holiday.
Good folks.
That's
why I played that.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Don't you wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? Our crowd investors have benefited from companies like, let's see, we've got Beyond Meat, we've got Intel, Nike, Microsoft, Oracle. They're IPOing, and with our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, the big key to the kingdom, early.
Yes.
Oscar's all in.
Correct, baby.
Today,
correct.
Direct, baby. Today you can join our crowd's investment in Tevel, an AG industry innovator that is positioned to save billions every year by harvesting fruit that's now left to rot.
That's awesome.
It's a neat
Tevel's
idea.
All-powered flying robots pick thin and prune orchards, helping mitigate the global shortage of fruit pickers while offering cost savings up to 30%. You can get an early on Tevel and other unique opportunities at OurCrowd.com/TMOS. If you're interested in investing, you need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to OurCrowd.com/TMOS. You know what? They don't want me to put this in here, or maybe they do. I don't know if they care or not, but it seems to me it would also be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
To,
you know,
make a small investment to see what's going on with see where you are. That would be very, very, very cool. So
and
I
just
think
tell Carla, Mike, that she writes the kicker and you can play Words with Friends or whatever it is she does.
Say, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Thank you. I have a TV reco, and I said to you guys before the show,
yes,
I truly hope that you haven't seen it yet, because it. If you want to have a moment of pure, unbridled joy, you don't like this, I don't. I never go so far as to say if you don't like this, you shouldn't be listening to this show.
Okay.
But I will tell you, the joy that this was a crafted documentary. It's a documentary series. And the initial episode, spectacular is not a strong enough word.
Wow.
This is called, you see it all over Netflix. They're promoting the hell out of it. It's called We Are the Champions. And I went by it 3, 4, 5 times, and I finally dive in last night with my family watching We Are the Champions. And I have to tell you, this was fantastic. If you don't like this, there's something wrong with you. It is a documentary, I think. And I really couldn't even tell you exactly what the series is about, but it's a documentary about competition, unusual competition. And the debut episode of this centered around, I believe it's a small town in the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. where they have the race down the hill chasing a cheese wheel. I'm going to tell you, I don't know where to begin, because what came together during this documentary is not this unbelievably dangerous competition of running down a 45-degree angle hill chasing a wheel of cheese, but the cinematography on this, the slow-motion photography, the whole concept of this thing. If this was in one town over, I would be a yearly visitor.
Yeah.
I would be a spectator every single year. And so they photograph it so magnificently, and it's such a crazy, stupid tradition that's been done for years and years.
What is the tone of the film? Are they mocking the people? Are they celebrating the people? What are they doing?
They are celebrating the people.
Oh, that's great then. I love it.
They are celebrating the people, but here's the key. They spotlight the female champion. And this young lady is just, when you see this, and I urge everybody, I don't think I've spoken this highly about something that I've watched on the tube.
Right.
It was such a blissful escape. She is somebody, I think maybe my wife or my daughter said last night, that's Jimmy Cerrito in female form. I said, yes, it is. She was this spectacular, and she is the level of fearlessness that you have to have to participate in this event. But I'm talking perhaps drone photography, that's some of the finest drone photography I've ever seen. Slow motion action where you see people going down this hill like this.
Are there any spectacular falls?
Oh, Rob. I mean, it's not.
Leading question, I know.
It is, you know. Do you remember when we talked about Class Action Park?
Yes.
This is a refined Class Action Park documentary. But in the end, it's so. Action Park. All right.
Did you hear about the death at, and this is maybe in the same vein.
Yes.
On the set of that new show, Wipeout?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
And not the first time they've had it, but it was a competitor.
Not the first time they've had a death?
Yeah, it was a competitor died shortly after he completed the obstacle course.
And it's the second time it's happened?
I believe it's the second time. Let me check.
I did not see that story.
Really?
I saw the story of someone passing after but not the second time it's happened.
I don't want to say they gloss over the potential for total disaster.
Right.
You know, because the first thing you see when you see this wheel of cheese going down the hill, you say, well, This is a neck waiting to break.
Yeah.
This is a neck waiting to break. And it's just, there is an element of skill to the people that win this, because you've got men and women that do it multiple times. But look, if you don't log some time with this on your Thanksgiving holiday, You know, you can thank me later. It's called We Are the Champions. It's a series. I will watch the other episodes.
Yes.
But this was focused on chasing the wheel of cheese down the hill. And it was so much fun. And the best part of it was the young lady they spotlighted, who was this fearless, innocent, filled with
youngish,
joy.
Young.
Just a young face. She's an older lady. Not older. She's a kid.
Right.
But she's probably 20s. And she has this little Dutch boy haircut. And she is spectacular. And everything around this is, I don't know. It's what it is to be human. And I think that's kind of the theme of what this docuseries is about, what it really is to be human. Yeah, there's not, you know, if you're sitting there worrying about life and limb and you're worrying about little things, and we, in this overprotected society where everything's going to kill you, it's fun to actually look at this ancient, and it's ancient. Nobody can agree on when it started.
Oh, that's another great thing. So they don't even know the origin story.
They don't even know the origins of it, but everybody's got a different theory and nobody really cares. It's just phantasmical. And if I'm overstating it, you'll I urge you to check it out. By the way, some good stuff. I think we might have it in News You May Not Need about Queen's Gambit being, you know, new role.
Oh, people love that. You were ahead of the curve on that. You were absolutely ahead.
Was that me or did I? No, I don't. I usually get those from somebody.
I
don't know if I discovered that myself. I don't know if I.
It broke sort of wide. Oscar, I might have been mistaken. I didn't see anything about a second. I might have been thinking of another show. So my apologies.
Yeah, so first death, wipe out.
Press your luck.
Peter Tamarkin went crazy and killed a page.
The Wipeout show is so. I thought it was. I've watched, I would say, majority of episodes, not proud to say.
Yeah.
And it just looks like, man, someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
But not until this story broke just 2 days ago over the weekend, where the person was taken from the game show to the hospital where they died.
They
haven't released anything, not even his name. And also, here's the deal:
it's corporate America's way now. Just don't say anything about anything.
Everyone who has talked to the press has to do it on the conditions of anonymity, because everybody signed their entire life away just to be on the show.
Wow, that's amazing. That's scary. Well, anyway, We Are the Champions, Netflix. Check it out, and you'll thank me later. I hope you enjoy it.
I think the next episode of We Are the Champions is based on the 2020 New York Giants, Mike.
There you go. Oh, hey, thanks for bringing it up, Rob. Hey, way to go, NFC East. Way to wake up, Redskins and Cowboys.
Washington football team.
God, come on. Lose to the teams you're supposed to lose
everything.
To,
okay?
Don't you know, Mike, whoever wins the Washington-Dallas game on Thanksgiving is going to be first in the division?
I know.
It's ridiculous. Because
they both won.
Yeah.
Because they both won. Yeah. Can't they both lose for me?
For the Giants, Mike, yes, please.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Meara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomeirashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Turn on the microphone.
I like the laugh in that promo.
Here's the show.
You.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our. Yeah, see, I sound just like I do when I do the promos.
Teal.
Thanksgiving is nigh. Do you know what nigh means, Oscar?
Nah, no, I don't.
Means a short distance away.
Oh, okay.
Close.
Yes, this Thursday is Thanksgiving. Time to feast. And the TMOS bonus show is just like a Thanksgiving dinner. Mike is the turkey. He has drumsticks.
Get it?
Rob is the gravy, full of fat and oozing everywhere. Pony is the can of cranberry sauce, usually forgotten about. Maddie is the cheese tray, because she insisted on that. And Oscar is a chicken tender, because he has the palate of a toddler. The cussing is the pumpkin pie, And the weird stories are the Ready Whip. And the lack of commercials signify the love that's missing between you and your extended family. Let us pray. Yes, the bonus show. A treat for Thanksgiving. And if you give it as a gift, they'll say, thanks for giving me this. Pun, is it?
Isn't it?
It's the best and funniest way to support TMOS. Mayflower Power. Just go to MikeGomeraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you are there. You are there. Shake it up, baby, now.
I knew you'd get that.
Every bonus show ever at your fingertips. The bonus show. Now and forever, your passport to the assport.
Assport.
Bonus show. Buy it. MikeGomeraShow.com. Let's eat some corn.
News.
Two. President-elect Joe Biden can finally begin the formal transition process.
Finally. Yes.
More than 2 weeks after he won the election, Emily Murphy of the General Services Administration sent his campaign a letter yesterday informing him of her decision. She told Biden that nobody influenced the substance or timing of her decision. Right.
Right.
And she did not act out of fear or favoritism. In other words, she's basically saying President Trump was not the reason this took so long. Biden and his team can now communicate and coordinate with current administration officials, and he gets access to millions of dollars in government funding for the transition. But Trump has yet to concede the election, and after the letter went out, he tweeted, quote, "Our case strongly continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail."
Good.
Good luck with that. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and I've told my team to do the same. Well, he's doing the right thing, and I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick on him. That's all there is to it. I said good luck with that in a very sarcastic way. I'm very happy because that's good for the country.
It's going to be a great day for him. He's got that, and he can pardon the turkey today. It's going to be huge. Best day of his presidency.
Big deal. Is this the day where he pardons the turkey?
I think so. And then three people in his administration as well.
All right. Yeah, but will the turkey concede? Anyway, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Jeopardy hasn't named a successor for Alex Trebek, but Ken Jennings might have a shot at it. And they're talking about him a lot. Jeopardy will resume production on November 30th with guest hosts for the time being. Ken is up first. He said, quote, "There will only ever be one Alex Trebek, but I'm honored to be helping Jeopardy out with this." Executive producer Mike Richards says, quote, "Alex believed in the importance of the show and always said that he wanted it to go on after him. We'll honor his legacy by continuing to produce the game he loved. The show will end 2020 by replaying some of Alex's best episodes, and they're airing his final week of episodes starting on January 4th. The episodes that Ken will film next week will air later in January. It's going to be interesting to watch who they pick for that. That's going to be
two words.
You know, a lot of people have an opinion on that.
Two words. Jane Lynch.
No. Oh, that'll make me angry. You're actually making me angry suggesting it. No.
I wish they would have waited till after the holidays to announce it. You know.
Yeah. Well, they're having guests, so they're not announcing.
Yeah. Nothing is set in stone.
Just they're not. They haven't said anything in stone.
Yeah. But he still has a bunch of shows through what? What date, Rob?
Well, they initially said till Christmas, but now they're going to do some best of around Christmas, and apparently his shows will air at the beginning, so the first week of January.
I get what Oscar's saying, though. Right. It's the whole corporate, we've got to move on. Forget him as soon as you get. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, chill out, but they can't do that. No, they're corporate people. Yes. Come on. Yes. Well, here it is. I mentioned this earlier. The chess drama The Queen's Gambit has been huge for Netflix since premiering last month. In fact, it's already their top scripted limited series ever.
Wow.
Netflix says 62 million accounts worldwide have watched at least some of it. So a lot of people are being introduced to its star, Anya Taylor-Joy. I told you, she's the next big thing.
Yeah, she is.
And in a new interview, she says that she doesn't consider herself attractive. She said, quote, "I have never, and I don't think I will ever think of myself as beautiful. I don't think I'm beautiful enough to be in films. It sounds pathetic, but I just think I'm weird looking. I won't go to the cinema to watch my own film. I'll watch it before. The beauty of being in your own skin is that you don't have to look at your own face." This is more reason I think she's going to be a megastar.
Oh, you know who
I don't
said
think
the
she's
same
faking
thing.
That.
And she would be a great girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, you know, she's not too high on herself.
Right. I feel the same way when I look at the guy who played the janitor.
Sorry, I was just responding. All right. This isn't Anya's first role. She was also in M. Night Shyamalan's Split. That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Glass, the horror movie The Witch. And she's Magic in The New Mutants.
Oh, anybody,
what's The New Mutants?
Paid.
What is it?
Yeah, it didn't get received that well, but it's a superhero movie, essentially.
Oh, God. Wish there weren't. God, why is she doing that? Come on.
Ka-ching.
Why does it always have to be superhero? Why does ka-ching. It always have? I know.
Yeah.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. God.
You know who would be a great superhero is Jane Lynch.
We can only hope. Thank you. The editors at the Oxford English Dictionary say that when they were deciding on their annual pick for word of the year, quote, it quickly became apparent that 2020 is not a year that could neatly be accommodated in one single word of the year. So instead, they picked dozens of words that sum
Oxford
up, quote,
Dictionary, you're crazy!
The phenomenal breadth of language change and development over the year. Here are some of them. They include, of course, COVID-19, work from home. What do you mean work from home? That's not a word. That's a series of words. Come on.
The year 2020 has necessitated loosening of the rules. We're going to use hyphenates.
Hello, we all, the people from the Oxford Dictionary. Lockdown, support bubbles, essential workers, furlough. Black Lives Matter, mail-in, super spreader, social distancing, QAnon, and impeachment. That's just some.
The one that surprised me was Dutch Rudder. I didn't know why they chose that.
Is that from yesterday's show,
no.
Dutch Rudder?
No, it's what? Just, it's a dirty thing.
Yeah,
it's a dirty little rudder. Thing. Google it.
Can you, Oscar, can you text me?
Oh, no, no.
What is Dutch? Can you just tell
If we had a HR, that'd be a problem.
That would.
Oh, good.
Yes. We don't want it
Dutch
in writing.
Rudder.
Yeah, why don't you Google it on your machine? Yes.
No, it's fine.
Right, I'll do it after the show.
To the people of the Netherlands.
An annual study looks at advertised Black Friday prices at a bunch of stores and compares them to how much you'd normally pay if you bought the same product on Amazon. Here are 9 categories and the types of discounts you might see.
Okay.
Number 1, consumer packaged goods. That stuff you use up and rebuy a lot, like food, drinks, and household products, up to 43% cheaper than Amazon. What,
really?
Like 43% you get in a store? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Ziploc bags or something? Like what?
Yeah, well, that
no,
would
I
be
think
one.
It's like
cleaning
food.
Products, food,
grocery. Food, drinks, household
like
products.
Like grocery stuff, yeah.
Books, movies, and music. Yeah. Also up to 43% cheaper on Black Friday. Oh, okay, Black Friday than the regular prices on Amazon.
I get it.
Clothing and accessories on Black Friday, 36% discounts. Toys, 36% discount.
My toys. You are. Got them.
Video games, 34%. Another great discount.
I can't wait to
only
play
the
with
games, not the consoles. Not the consoles, just no. The games.
There is something to be said about the Black Friday deals. I think we're all so spoiled that we want this. Like, remember when initially Prime Day and Black Friday came around? You're like, I want to do this.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Now I look at them, I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah, but Oscar, you still love your toys.
I do.
Furniture, 31%. Appliances, 28%.
Ooh. I saw something that had your name on it. I almost sent it to you. It was, it's on sale now through Black Friday. It's a countertop ice maker, but makes a little shaved ice, big ice, small ice, everything.
Yeah, already asked. Already got the no.
All right.
No room on the counter.
I don't
counter,
make those decisions. I don't make those decisions in my house, Oscar. I just don't.
Understand.
Oscar, you don't realize how much space a Megatouch takes up on the counter. There's no room for an ice maker.
Exactly. And it's so lovely. It's so lovely. Some fart. All right, let's see. Furniture, 31%, appliance, 28%. Random gadgets and electronics, Oscar, 25%.
You got to cash in.
And computers and phones, 24%.
Nice.
So good deals out there. I just contributed to the industrial military complex of the United States. Yes, sirree, everybody. Sorry about that. And now our little something-something.
Sure.
There's a new dating app called Bald Dating.
Oh, I'm listening.
And yes, it's for bald people and the people who want to date them. You're married, Rob. You don't need to date.
Yeah.
It was created by a guy whose previous project was creating a dating app just for men with small things.
Oh, yeah.
And he says more than 100,000 people signed up for that. Soon to come will be the dating apps. That's My Pimple, Lazy Eye, and Smells Like Death. All those. Thank you very much. Nice. That's what I wrote while the Megatouch.
Send me that story, Mike. She can't live forever.
I know. Thank you. Very, very excited. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Oh, it's a lady.
Jennifer Wisniewski, assistant to Mr. O'Meara.
Lovely to meet you.
My cock and duty sexuality. I liked it, but it didn't like me.
A lady doesn't tell about her routine. It's cucumbers over my eyes, hot coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and my Kegels.
But before I do that, I gotta get a man. You sexy man. How about a three-way?
Oh, boy. That would be so much fun. Have you missed me?
She's back. Jennifer Wisniewski on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Well, she was back, but you know, we talked to the board of directors here, and they said they love Jennifer Wisniewski. They just hate the fact that she sounds like crap. Anyway,
she won't be
back
the seventh
the
at your Thanksgiving table.
What's that?
She won't be the seventh at your Thanksgiving table this year.
No, she'll be setting the table and then going back out to the yard. This holiday season, the post office is going to be busier than ever. Luckily, Stamps.com can bring the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it, just use Stamps.com and schedule a pickup or just drop it off. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, that'll add up,
yes,
and up to 62% off UPS shipping. It's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. No wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, November 24th, 2020, Rob Spiewak.
And as we are taping right now, it is 10:25 Eastern Standard Time. And as of now, the president still has not conceded the election. And they did a great montage on Nightline last night. This is a montage of presidential concession speeches. And it shows that it can be done classy and nicely and in a way that sort of celebrates America. So we're going to hear here John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Hubert Humphrey, George McGovern, Jimmy Carter, Bob Dole, Mitt Romney, John Kerry, and Al Gore. I liked this.
I had the honor of calling Senator Barack Obama to congratulate him on being elected the next president of the country that we both love.
Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that. We cherish it.
I have lost. Mr. Nixon has won. The democratic process has worked its will.
It hurts too much to laugh, but I'm too old to cry.
I promised you 4 years ago that I would never lie to you, so I can't stand here tonight and say it doesn't hurt.
Tomorrow will be the first time in my life I don't have anything to do.
At a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering and political posturing. Our leaders have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work.
Whether or not our candidates are successful, the next morning we all wake up as Americans.
Let there be no doubt, while I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it. And tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession.
Doesn't that make you like America just a little bit more? I love that.
It truly, truly does. Both sides of the aisle, winners, you know, being the concession speech by the losers of the election. And, you know, look, somebody said something that what they remember in politics is the last thing you do. And, you know, who knows what the future holds for this president, but it would be nice to see him moving in that direction with the General Services Administration.
Yes.
But a long way to go. You know, it's crazy.
I don't believe it. I still think that there's something up. And I'm not. And look, I think that's beautiful. The tape is perfect. But the idea yesterday that when the news broke that the GSA was, you know, moving in the right direction, it just felt like she tweeted something and then he was like, oh, no, she didn't. I'm going to tell the world.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm going to tell the world I told her to do that.
That's right. Exactly. Yep. So stay tuned. But smart money, Oscar.
Everybody on their own, you know.
Smart money when you say, yeah, there's something up. There's something up. There's always something up.
Mike, I agree with Oscar. I think there is something. But, I mean, I'm just hoping. I don't know.
Oh, Mike,
does anybody have any hope anymore? Except hope is Hicks. Strong.
Are you? Are you?
You know what it's done really for those of us in the loyal opposition. Yes. It is really. It has. He has successfully taken away any real joy of of that evening where you celebrate somebody you voted for.
Yeah,
he did that. And like all brats,
that's what he set out to do.
You know, if they're not going to be happy, they'll ruin it for everybody.
Who said she could tweet?
That's right. Take away her phone.
What do you mean she said she came up with the decision I told her?
Yeah, lock her phone. Take the battery.
She should be retweeting me.
Mike, right. Are you still a fan of Gunhild Carling?
Oh, always have been.
Gunhild Carling is, of course, one of the leading bagpipe players in the world.
Is this the lady with the blonde hair?
Yes. And you're going to love this.
I watched a video of this, and I thought it was a train wreck. I truly
did. Well, I kind of like this. This is, she's playing bagpipes.
So, what is with the spat? She looks like she's on drugs.
But who thought that bagpipes could be used to play some wicked swing?
You know, audio is great, but I have to tell you,
yes.
The video, you got to see this video. What's her name again?
Gunhild Carling.
When she's like doing that spastic dancing that she's jumping around doing, it's very interesting.
She probably was pretty good looking about 20 years ago. Just saying. Oh, Mike, we lost one of the greats.
Really?
Do you know Dina Dietrich?
This seems to be a theme on the show today. Dina Dietrich. No, I don't.
She's not blonde, but she played a very important commercial pitch person in the 1970s. Remember, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Chiffon stick margarine.
Right, chiffon fooled you.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon.
Eat chiffon margarine and die. She's 91. She was 91 and she passed. But that was a pretty good ad campaign.
Yeah, and she was a good actress.
I like that one.
Character
yeah.
actress. Yeah. Wonderful.
And meanwhile, in Loudoun County at the Trump National Golf Course, a man was arrested with assault charges for forcibly breathing on people. And because it's 2020, it's all captured on tape.
Get away from me!
No.
Do what you want.
Get away.
I'm not in anybody's face.
You don't get away.
You are in my face, and you don't have a mask. You need to back up.
I breathed on you.
Get it.
Are these like members?
I guess.
No. There are people protesting the president because he's out there golfing.
All right.
And the person that was that.
So
was
when you say at the Trump National Golf Course, you're talking about standing outside.
But that was the location.
Right. Yes, yeah,
exactly. Okay. But anyway, right.
But it was funny because the guy is what he sounds like. This roly-poly dude. Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
And he goes,
like a dragon. Like a dragon. And I feel for these ladies, and it is dangerous, but I sat there, I'm like, how could you not look at that video like when you get home and say, what am I doing with my life?
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, I want to salute my favorite MAGA hat moment of the weekend. Last weekend, it was a guy, and it was a some sort of fancy MAGA hat with a little MAGA down in the corner, so it was like a subtle one. So he was at Costco with his mask under his nose, saying, yeah, and yelling as
right
I walked
there.
By, he says, I don't know why my car ain't working. I bought a TV yesterday. There you go. That's all. Let's close with this.
Can you do that again, Rob, one more time, please, for that? What did he say?
I don't know why my car ain't working. I bought a TV yesterday.
It's a deep state, sir. Pulling your credit down.
I'm calling my wife. Call my wife on TV yesterday. 85 inches. Anyway, I thought I'd close with this. This is a comedian. Her name is Robin Schall. And what's funny is that on New Year's Eve 2019, she made a list of goals for herself for the year 2020. And she's reading them back and laughing at how sad the situation is.
I found my goal list that I made in December for my goals for 2020. Okay, tell me if this is not hilarious. Goal one, make more money. I was, been unemployed since March. Travel more. Lose weight. Be more social. I wrote cry less. Cry less. I've cried every single day of this whole pandemic.
So cry less. That's a good thing. Cry less. I bought a TV already. That's your magic audio vault.
We're all there. We're all there, lady. Just know that.
Let it in. Let it in, please. That's it. We got to get out of here. We will be back with another episode tomorrow, which tomorrow is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year. And from looking at the airport, seems like everybody's really listening to the CDC. I can't pick on people too much because I'm having family here.
Yeah, you had people down.
That tested and drove. Huh?
Yeah,
I don't know why my card's not working.
We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.